We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson.
Napoleon, Concord, Michigan Center, Hanover Horton, Columbia, Vandy, Spring Harbor. Yeah.
Podcast.
Welcome to Jackson. I beef.
I've been talking about Jackson ever since the cows came home. I don't remember how that song goes.
That's how I sing it.
It's a lot better than the Jackson theme song.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Urban city of Jackson, man.
Apparently, Jackson High is one of the urban centers of the country. I'm not quite sure how. Is there anywhere in Jackson that you would consider urban?
No.
Yeah. Even the downtown, like the buildings they have downtown, are similar.
Downtown is definitely not urban.
There's hardly anyone there.
Yeah.
Like you have to have people living
you
downtown
to be
urban.
You have a high concentration of people, and you have to have
a small area
to be urban almost nowadays.
Yeah.
So
well, we went to the Jackson History Museum.
That would be a gross mischaracterization of Jackson to call it urban. It is very suburban in some regards in terms of the chain restaurants and like the massive stores. Like, it's pretty on par with the suburbs that I've seen. It's not really country. I mean, your parents' house is a little more closer to the country lifestyle, and Chelsea's more a little bit more, not rural. I guess it's kind of rural.
It's like a small town,
small
country
town.
Small town.
But yeah. Jackson sort of like is its own city, but it's like more suburban feel.
Well, we went to the Jackson History Museum at L. Sharp Park.
Oh, that's right.
That Jacksonburg.
Jacksonburg. I saw that somewhere else. I think at the county fair.
That was the original name of it. We also saw the name on the United Methodist Church downtown. They mentioned Jacksonburg.
That must be where I saw it.
That must have been the old name. The museum was kind of interesting just to like try to understand what is Jackson, Michigan about.
Yeah, the history part was pretty interesting. Yeah. They had a pretty sweet car in there, too.
Yeah, apparently Jackson was thriving in the 1910s and 20s,
up until the
stock crash. Mm-hmm. So the reason why I mentioned that is I saw some pictures of the bustling downtown of Jackson when it was the third largest city in Michigan. It had a lot of manufacturing. I guess there was three car companies there, and they had this whole wall of all the different things that were manufactured in Jackson. So at one point, it seems to have been a very affluent town. So maybe it was urban at one point?
Probably, for its day.
Is urban like a new phenomenon, or would you consider any ancient cities like Rome as urban? We'll have to get an urban specialist.
I'm not going to be able to address that.
But, yeah, it was interesting because, like, Jackson's having a hard time right now because all of the major companies have abandoned the town. There's like, Mackey and a couple other, like, companies that do a little bit of manufacturing, maybe
there's
one
no,
or two.
There's no, huge industry that employs, like, you know, a third of the town or anything.
Yeah, nothing like that where it had in the past. Pretty much everybody works, you know, some obscure
service
place or at a service place like Walmart or a restaurant or something like that, a Red Lobster or whatever. So it's hard times in Jackson, but it's been an interesting decline since the 1920s until today, where it had almost the same population in the 1920s as it does today. Maybe a little bit more today.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the population is today.
I think it had like 40,000 when I was in high school.
Yeah,
and then
it
had
33,000
in 1920-ish.
Yeah, it definitely hasn't been. Well, we looked it up on, not that Wikipedia is that accurate. Didn't we look it up on like the percentage growth and it was like on the decline?
Yeah, it would have to be the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Well, what's also been on the decline is marriages.
Yeah, that was interesting. We read the Jackson paper.
Yeah.
While we were there.
Jackson Citizen Patriot.
Which is pretty interesting. We read some obituaries all the time, and we read what's going on in the local. Well, and you just mentioned the marriage license and divorce license were both on the decline, but they're also almost equaling each other, too, in terms of numbers in Jackson County.
Yeah, there's this, like, marriage campaign we kept seeing all the billboards for.
Coalition. There's a Michigan Coalition for Marriage.
Yeah.
Group.
It was interesting. I thought it'd be like some religious thing or Mormon thing.
Yeah, they didn't really say.
It was like for the Marriage Coalition in Michigan. It's probably some like socialistic
secular group.
Crazy grand home propaganda.
Probably.
But anyways, as we had seen in the paper over the last 10 years, there's been about 1,000 marriages in Jackson County and 800 divorces each year. So the number of divorces and marriages are almost equal, which is amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty high.
And the divorce rate in Jackson County is 20% higher than the state average.
That's high as well.
Yeah, and that's high as well. I don't know the causes of those, but those are the statistics that we read
really
in the paper.
Yeah, it was just general statistics.
You know, I mean, controversial statistics, but they were interesting ones too. Especially since we saw all the Marriage Matters billboards.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So that was interesting. Just trying to see, like, what had happened to Jackson to be in the dire states that it is in today. Well, what had caused that? I don't know. But anyways, you know, so much
about
yesterday.
Obviously, the current economic decline has had its effects on the city, as we saw, you know, quite a few houses for sale or foreclosure.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Which is,
I mean, Michigan as a whole is severely suffering this year.
Mm-hmm.
I saw some unemployment statistics, and I think in 1982 it had a higher unemployment rate. Well, maybe it was 16.5 or 17%, where it's about that today. So I don't know if it's worse or not. But pretty much most of the car companies have like gone out of business, except for Ford. I mean, GM is, I don't know, bankrupt.
Yeah.
Chrysler's bankrupt. But they're kind of reemerging.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen. I haven't really been keeping up on it.
So I remember some people in Jackson would commute to the Chrysler Proving Grounds in Chelsea or some other places, and they would drive.
Is that still located there or not?
It is, but like, okay. There's probably not many people that are actually employed there compared to what there was in the past. So we're like, if you wanted to get a job that was more than like a service job, I really don't know where you would go. Like,
Detroit,
previously
Metro.
You could go to Ann Arbor and go to the University of Michigan, but their funding has been down so much that even there, it might be hard. But they're building a bunch of new dorms.
Yeah, I'm sure there's... they got to put their money somewhere.
Yeah. We visited my alma mater hometown.
We got you some swag.
Yeah.
As well as baby swag.
I know.
At the Imden.
Yeah. It was like State and Liberty.
The baby onesie was on clearance.
Yeah. I kind of wanted to get the little like cheerleading outfit.
Yeah, those are cute.
But they were like
$30.
They
were expensive. When is she going to ever wear a cheerleading outfit either way?
Yeah, I don't really want her to aspire to be a cheerleader either.
That too.
No offense to any cheerleaders out there.
You were a cheerleader once.
Yeah, well.
No.
As you were saying. Just to change the subject. Oh, look, a bird.
The Audubon Society.
The Audubon Society. There was also a bunch of billboards for come see the birds in Jackson.
Which we did.
I was like, what is that talking about?
I did not know until we went to the...
We didn't know we were going either.
And we saw the bird exhibit.
The Audubon bird exhibit. There are a bunch of, like, watercolor, like, drawings of birds.
What's the guy's name? Audubon.
Audubon.
But I don't remember his first name.
James or John Audubon.
He's the artist who did all the documentating of the anatomy of the birds.
According to the museum, he was a prophet.
Yeah. That was pretty funny. A prophet of the future environmental boon to come.
It's a new religion of green. Mm-hmm. The green religion. Mm-hmm. The Green Party. He was a prophet because he foresaw the environmental dangers that we are so obsessed with but don't do anything about today.
Ah, good times.
Yeah. Nothing like buying a green SUV. So the Audubon Museum, it was nice, but I wasn't really in the mood to look at bird pictures. I was more interested in the Jackson history.
The Jackson stuff was most interesting to me, too, yeah.
I don't know. I really like the Audubon books, though. Did you ever read any of the Audubon Society books?
Yeah, your dad had one at the house. I was looking at it, trying to find the birds out here on it.
Yeah.
So they've got quite a variety of birds around Lake Washington.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Like, I really like those books. They're all like the really tall, skinny books with all the color pictures. Mm-hmm. I think they had one on the stars that I had for constellations and whatnot. I really enjoyed just sit in the backyard of my parents' house at night and go look at the stars. And I don't know if we see too many stars anymore.
Here?
Chicago, the sky was orange.
Yeah, it's not orange here.
So when we moved to Seattle, I'm like, oh, the sky is not orange. It's
blue. They're really out that late at night now.
Well, there's city lights in their town center and stuff. But
yeah.
Yeah, we don't really go out at night anymore.
We used to see them when we were out in
probably because it's cloudy at night all the time. So we saw the birds, but we didn't go to the casino.
Right, fire starters.
We did drive by it, though.
We did drive there on the way to Kalamazoo. So we got a good mid-Michigan tour, pretty much.
In Battle Creek.
We crashed from Kalamazoo all the way to Detroit.
Yeah, we did. Went to a wedding in Livonia.
Went to Chelsea, went to Kalamazoo.
Went to Lansing,
went to Ann Arbor, went to Livonia, went to Northville.
Yeah, we covered all the fatty parts of your right hand and a little bit of the, pretty much the fatty part of the right hand.
And little baby was with us the whole time.
Oh, man.
Being a trooper.
My wrist is sore from lifting the car seat in and out of the car so many times.
She's still rocking the infant car seat, so.
Barely.
She
turned 4 months while we were there, though.
4 months. We'll see what she weighs in at tomorrow.
I'm going to guess 20.
20? Oh, my goodness. I don't think so, but I'm going to guess 17.
17 may be right, but it was 15 when we weighed her last, and she seems to be a lot bigger.
Well, we could go do a test on our scale if we really wanted to see.
Well, you'll have to listen to the next episode to find out.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
But she did well traveling. I mean, we'd put a lot of stress on her, in my opinion, making her go everywhere without having much of her own. She likes to stretch her legs and roll around on her tummy and just didn't get as much of that as she'd like.
Yeah.
But she slept on the airplane.
Yes.
Traveling in the airplane wasn't too bad, except for a little bit of fussing at the beginning. And
you were pretty stressed out about that.
Well, I just didn't know. You know, it's 5 hours. She could have been crazy the whole time. But luckily, she slept the whole time both ways, which was great.
Yeah. Answered her prayer.
Yeah, that's who.
What we pray for.
So, I mean, it was stressful because you don't know what's going to happen. You're in a very confined space.
Yeah.
But it worked out okay. I don't think I'd be nearly as stressed about it next time we go somewhere.
Well, it wasn't so bad because we could go right up to the gate with our baby bag and
travel,
the stroller.
Yeah, stroller.
And the car seat. And we got the board early.
Yeah, that's really nice.
So we don't have to worry about our bags. We can find spots
Although
for our
I
bags.
Although I didn't think Northwest did a very good job about announcing when we're supposed to board.
They didn't announce it at all.
They didn't really announce
it. I guess if you really want to, you can go after first class. But when is the end of first class? Because they have, like, Elite Alliance.
Exactly.
Delta Gamma Alliance. And
I'm just going to go
Delta, can I help you?
With you, they don't say anything to you, so I'm just going to go after the first class goes next time. But
they like made an announcement. Please do not block the entryway.
Mostly.
Like, we were like the only ones there, and there was one woman. She goes over the intercom and announces it. She could have said, "Please, like, don't block the entryway." She didn't have to like announce it to everybody in the airport.
That's fine.
Well, Northwest has a really nice terminal in Detroit Metro, so it's kind of worth it just to go to that terminal, because Detroit Metro is ghetto otherwise.
I've only been to the Northwest terminal.
McNamara Terminal.
Which is nice.
McNamara. Yeah. My sister picked us up. She's got a nice new house. It's amazing that you can get a house for under $100,000 in Jackson, or on Chelsea even.
Yeah.
Jackson, you can get it for half that.
Less than. There's several.
There's like free houses in Jackson.
There's pretty free houses there, yeah.
So, which is good because we went and visited some friends and, you know, they've already paid off their house, which, like, is unheard of in Seattle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's not like they made a ton of money either. I mean, they made a lot of money, but not like as much as some people make.
Sure. Out here. And they still can't pay off their houses out here.
Yeah. So any highlights from Jackson? Anything that you like to do?
Well,
what we did?
Yeah, I mean, I like Jackson. It's like we felt when we got off the plane, I think, even in Michigan, just felt like open spaces and could stretch your legs a little bit.
Yeah.
And the weather was nice when we got there. It did get a little humid for my taste now since I'm spoiled, but...
Yeah.
The weather was pretty good for August there. And, I mean, I like the local hangouts in Jackson. We go to the Jackson Coffee Company, which there apparently is scandal about lately because they had some questionable ads, but we didn't see them. And I thought the people we talked to that worked there, and I think even the owner we talked to at one point in time, were really nice, and
yeah.
They do a lot of... I mean, their coffee's fair trade, and they make sure it's super fresh, and they roast it there, and
yeah.
It's really inexpensive, so...
Tastes not too bad. It wasn't like some of the coffee we have out here, but...
No, but
it was good.
It's
better
than
Starbucks.
Starbucks and Beaners, which are the other two local coffee joints we go to. I don't really like Beaners too much. It's kind of like a Tully's to my... I don't know if they're...
It is. They're similar to a Tully's. Their coffee is, especially.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very good.
I'm not a fan of Tully's.
Or Beaners. I mean, the coffee shop is nice, I guess. But the coffee is not very good.
Mm-hmm. And we also hit up Daryl's.
Oh, yeah. Daryl's is probably
the nicest restaurant in Jackson.
Yeah. And we learned that there's an early bird special
early bird
if you become
special.
4 and 6 p.m. during the week.
Weekdays. Which is a really good deal. It's like $10. And you got steak, and I had a nice stuffed chicken. But you also get super salad, and the bread rolls are really good there.
You can't even get an Angus burger at McDonald's for that around here.
Also, their prices on their wine and things is, like, ridiculously cheap. If you want to have a nice meal with a glass of wine out,
yeah.
That's the place
they had,
go.
Like, a... We didn't buy it, but they had a bottle of Oregon Pinot Noir for, like, $30 or $35
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, it's, like, $20 in the store.
It's, like, that's how much... Yeah.
In some places, it probably is.
Oregon Pinot Noir is probably $30 in the store.
So, good value.
As they say in Michigan, Oregon.
Oh.
Baby's piping in from the monitor.
Probably lost her hand. She's been chewing on her two fingers. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, siren. She kind of does that when she wakes up all of a sudden. She kind of gets freaked out.
Well, she loses her fingers.
Disoriented.
It's like she really has a... I don't know if it's TV or if it's a security thing now with the fingers. Because she doesn't have a blanket
security.
Or anything yet that she's attached to, so...
Hmm.
We might have to pause for station identification.
You want to pause?
Maybe. You missed
Welcome
me.
Back. We have a new guest.
We do.
Baby Zoraida.
Little Z.
She had to join us. She was
Strawberry
sad.
Strawberry shortcake today.
She had to come hang out with us because we were going to talk about the fair.
She loved the fair.
She did like the fair. We put her in a little baby Bjorn,
mm-hmm.
and she just looked around all over. All the little animals, and the big animals, and the disgusting animals.
I didn't have that encounter with an animal that you did.
I did. Darn sheep sneezed right in my mouth. It was gross.
It was gross. I saw it happening, too, but I couldn't stop it.
I think I probably even have a picture of the sheep.
I was going to say something to you. I'm like, there's a sheep that's coming up right next to your mouth. I thought it was going to bite your clothes or something.
I was taking a picture of the sheep next to him, and must have got jealous. And I must, like, take pictures with my mouth open, because it sneezed right in my mouth.
Mm.
Like, hoof and... Whatever disease.
Yeah, hoof and mouth disease.
Great.
the sheep flu.
Great.
The swine flu.
Yeah.
They were having piggy judge.
Yeah, we saw the pigs time. Getting judged.
It was kind of interesting. Those pigs get crazy, man. They get these long, like, hook things that they have to kind of hit them with to keep them under control.
Yeah, like canes or something.
Yeah, they go crazy,
with
though.
The top of a cane.
They get going crazy. Otherwise, they're just lying there, though. They're like, every pig in there was asleep.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
I thought they would be
there.
Fatter. They were okay.
They weren't like Shabby.
They weren't like Shabby, the prize pig from my family.
How big was Shabby? Who was Shabby?
Shabby was a relative's pig that was a prize pig. I had my picture taken with him when I was little. But that pig was like 4 times as big as these pigs.
I've seen some big pigs, and there weren't
any big pigs.
There weren't
the gigantic pigs.
They had some pretty cool chickens and stuff.
I know. I kind of wish I would have gone in there now after I saw your pictures.
Yeah, they were pretty cool.
I thought it smelled bad.
It probably smelled bad, but it was interesting. Some of those birds were like way big.
Like, they were. They were weird looking roosters.
The chickens and roosters. Yeah, that one rooster was interesting. It's like the god of roosters.
It looked like a witch doctor.
It did.
I like the goats. Goats were cute.
Yeah.
They were friendly.
There were people like in the cages cuddling.
I don't know if I haven't seen a sheep up close before, but they look really weird to me. Like their eyes were so far apart.
On the opposite sides of their heads.
I know. You never see a sheep like that when
they're
you
all
see
sheared
picture.
Too.
They were sheared, which it just looked really weird.
Maybe someone can write into us and tell us why all the sheep are sheared at the.
Because I would think they would look a lot better if they weren't sheared.
I don't know if they were judging the like the.
Maybe they judge them fur. And then shear them afterwards because they get their coat really huge.
Yeah, maybe they wanted to use the coat right away.
I don't know. It's interesting.
I'm not sure. I don't know if they judge them after they've been sheared or not, or what's the deal.
Sheep are interesting creatures.
Yeah. So the fair was a lot of fun. It was
early in the day.
Yeah.
We didn't partake in the deep fried ding dongs.
Ding dongs. What's an
fudge.
Elephant ear?
Elephant ear apparently is like funnel cake, but it's just like in a circle, like an elephant ear. Like a spiral.
Is it deep fried?
Well, of course. I've never had, I've had funnel cake plenty from Tulip Time and whatnot, but it's probably just a smaller version. It's probably cheaper. Funnel cake's usually pretty expensive.
Yeah.
So they probably have a cheaper version, just a smaller. Deep fried Snickers, deep fried Milky Way. Quality products.
We walked through and saw all the stands and things.
Dogs.
I took a bunch of pictures too.
Yeah, those are interesting. They're so colorful. I don't remember. I've never been to the state fair before. I've been to the county fair in Iowa where I won several prizes. But
which county?
Marion County.
Is that where Pella
That's
is?
Right.
Or Iowa
Pella
City?
Pella, Knoxville, man.
Knoxville?
Yep.
Interesting.
And other small towns.